Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Monday and welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. A great Sunday of sports yesterday. Xander Schauffele finally wins that major championship. We'll look ahead to the U.S. Open at Pinehurst, try and get some value on the betting board. Obviously, two game sevens last night in the NBA as well. Our matchups are set for the Eastern and Western Conference Finals. We'll dive into those series and look at the Game 7 tonight in the NHL between the Canucks and the Oilers. Lucy Burge will join me later on in the show for Model Making Money. We'll also give out some of our best bets for today. We'll run through today's MLB slate during Big League Peach, and I'll have Johnny Venezia join me here in moments to talk everything college baseball. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have for us here on this Monday, send them in to us, twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Anything that's on your guys' mind, let us know. And as always, if you missed any part of the show, you can always catch it on the Send It In podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. We go to the glass or guest line, checking in with our guys. We do every Monday. Johnny Venezia, who you can follow on X @_JohnnyVTV, host of the Breaking Bet podcast. Johnny, we've been doing this for a couple months. We've been going through the regular season, breaking down all these teams, but now is when it really gets good. Now we're starting to enter conference championship week. We're starting to enter the big tournament. So this is where it gets fun. Obviously, this week is conference tournament week. Next Monday, we're going to have the bracket reveal, and we'll start to talk all about that stuff. But I just want to know, with conference championship week here, what is the tournament that you are most excited about?
Paige, thanks so much for having me on. Love doing this every Monday. And it's just something everybody needs to be aware of. Each conference does their formatting differently. So it's not one universal format. And I think the one that's most interesting is the SEC. And, you know, the SEC is creme de la creme. It's the best. That's where the best prospects come from. Usually that's where the best teams are. That's why the SEC has won most of the College World Series over the last 10 years. And one thing they do is very interesting. They have four teams that are locked in into the second part of the bracket, but everybody else has to play in bracket one. That's single elimination. So there's these teams that you have to think that gets past the first game and then ultimately makes it into the bracket where it becomes double elimination. So after tomorrow, we're going to find the teams that make their way into the double elimination portion of the bracket. And I do have a few teams that I'm very excited to look out for that I think can make some noise. But the SEC is far and away the best of the best here.
Real quick, before I give you my next question, who are some of those teams in the SEC that maybe people should keep their eye on?
So last year, Texas A&M was a team that was really struggling, and they decided to turn it on in the SEC tournament. They had to play six games in 6 days, ultimately to lose to Vanderbilt in the conference finals. I think there's a couple teams that are candidates to be this year's Texas A&M. I think LSU, you can't sleep on. They've played really well over the last month. Tommy White has been an absolute heater. He's really playing like he wants to be a top 10 draft pick in July. So LSU 12-1 territory, I think, is a good bet. They're actually matching up with Georgia in the first game. That is a slugfest. So the loser is going to be eliminated. By that margin, I'm also going to take Georgia. There's been some money coming in. So I think one of those two teams that's going to match up with Kentucky in the next round is very appealing to me, because you get these top four teams like Kentucky, A&M, Arkansas, and Tennessee. They're locked into top eight super regional hosting spots. So there's not really much to gain. I don't think they're going to go balls to the wall trying to win this conference tournament, because for them it doesn't really mean much. So I think UGA or LSU is going to be one of those two teams that has a really good shot to make it to the finals. And I would throw Mississippi State in there if they could get past Ole Miss in game one and then would ultimately have to take down Texas A&M. I have a feeling one of the bracket one teams are going to be in the finals, and I do think it's going to be either LSU or UGA. And I was able to get them both at 12-1, so I think that's a really good investment for anybody looking to get involved for the SEC tournament.
All right, love that. Yeah, we know the SEC tournament in Hoover always is a big-time event. Looking forward to watching it. Johnny, what is the conference tournament that you are most confident in who is going to win this week?
So I really am intrigued by the ACC and the Big 12. But, you know, I feel like for the Big 12, Texas is probably the best bet. They've been playing great baseball lately, and this is what they do. They turn it on in the month of May, and they get hot for June. And just when you're counting them out, we've been talking about all year how I thought Texas was on their way down. But don't be surprised when they start making a run at the end of May, and here they come. And I feel like Texas, the format that they have, that they might have to play Oklahoma State, I feel like, you know, after they beat Oklahoma State earlier this year, it's a good matchup for them. And I don't really see anybody standing in their way. I feel like the Longhorns, 4.5 roughly, I feel like this is a really good opportunity for them to take the Big 12 down at Globe Life. And real quick, Peach, the ACC, got to give it to NC State, man. They have not lost a series since they were swept at Louisville in the first weekend of April. They've beaten some really notable teams like Clemson, UNC, Florida State, Duke, Wake Forest, they just swept. So NC State is definitely the team that I'm looking at in the ACC.
All right, love that. Johnny, couple of questions for you here. First one from our guy B Mills on YouTube. What are your thoughts on Kentucky? He personally feels like he can't really trust them. He could see them dropping a few games in the tournament. What are your thoughts on the Cats?
I completely agree. I believe the winner of UGA LSU is going to go on to play Kentucky in the double elimination part of the bracket. I feel like both of those teams are more than capable of beating Kentucky. And let's give the Wildcats their flowers. They were a lot better this year than I thought, and a lot of people thought that they would be. But, you know, this doesn't really matter to Kentucky. They're going to be a top seed, locked in, super regional host. So I don't really feel like they have much incentive to go out there and try and play as hard as they can and burn some of their arms heading into a regional weekend. So I do think Kentucky is liable to be upset by the winner of LSU and Georgia. So I'm not buying the Wildcats either.
And then Reed Phillips Rad on Twitch wants to know which team you think would be a sneaky pick to maybe go deep in the College World Series.
You know, I don't want to speak too soon here, but I feel like Mississippi State is a team that I've been talking about. But I want to give you guys a long shot that I haven't talked about all year. Northeastern was obviously the team that was my long shot of the year. Keep a lookout for Austin Peay. Austin Peay is off almost every sports book, but this is a team, their offense is number one in every single major offensive category in the country. It's absolutely amazing. Their superstar, Lyle Miller Green, is a guy that should be getting a lot of eyeballs for the draft upcoming. And despite the fact that they only have one good pitcher, and that's going to matter, this team is drawing a lot of shades of the Campbell Camels of the last 2 years. But Austin Peay is a four seed. If Tennessee, A&M, Arkansas, any of these guys saw, I would not want to face Austin Peay. So I think it's going to be very interesting if you can get them come regional time as a four seed to possibly upset. Their superstar ace, Andrew Devine, has been fantastic this year. So if you're going to be able to get them against, let's say, a Kentucky, Austin Peay with Andrew Devine, I feel like that's a really good recipe for an upset Austin Peay might be able to brew up.
Johnny, last question for me, and kind of sticking along those same lines. Who's a team right now that's squarely on the bubble trying to get an at-large bid into the NCAA tournament that you need, that you think needs to have a pretty good week during their conference tournament? But if they do and they get in, you think maybe they could do some damage?
I think there's two. We're going to circle Northeastern, the Huskies. They were a little bit disappointing in the CAA this year, a conference that they should have ran away with, but they have a lot of talent on that team. And if they're able to sneak in, I feel like they can go anywhere and give anybody a really tough matchup. And then let's go back to the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. This is another team that was disappointing, should have ran away with the Sun Belt. Instead, they finished middle of the pack. And right now, I feel like I'm afraid that they're on the outside looking in. They need a very big showing this weekend in the Sun Belt Conference Tournament in order to give the committee a reason to put them in. But Coastal Carolina has one of the most potent offenses in college baseball. So if they can get in, they're going to be a nightmare for anybody that draws them as a three seed. So look out for the Chanticleers. If they have a big weekend, I feel like there's no choice but to put them in the field of 64.
Love that. Johnny Venezia, you can follow him on X at @JohnnyVTV. Make sure you check out his podcast, Breaking Bet, as well. It's his time of the year, college baseball, conference tournament week. Johnny, looking forward to a great week of baseball. We'll talk again next Monday.
Thanks so much, Pete. Looking forward to it.
All right, great stuff, Johnny. Moving on now to big league, Pete, as we go from the college kids to the pros, and we look at today's MLB slate. We got one game already underway right now in Padres and the Braves. How about last night? Padres with a really impressive performance against Atlanta. First game of a doubleheader between both of those teams today. Atlanta already up 4-0 in the bottom of the third inning right now against San Diego. As for some other games coming up later today, White Sox are in Toronto to take on the Blue Jays. Chicago plus 170 on the money line. The Blue Jays a minus 210. Eric Fetty, who has been awesome this year for the White Sox, going up against Jose Berrios for the Blue Jays. I like the White Sox on the money line today at plus 170. Eric Fetty is 4-0 this season, and the White Sox are 4-0 in his last four starts. So if I'm getting plus 170 on a White Sox team who wins games when Fetty's on the mound, I'll absolutely take a stab. Give me the Sox today, plus 170. Mets and the Guardians. We got Ben Lively. I wish it was Blake Lively. Ben Lively on the mound taking on Tyler McGill today for the Mets. Cleveland minus 130 against the Mets, who are plus 110. Lively's been really good so far this season. He's made six starts for Cleveland. Five of those six starts, the total runs scored in that game have been eight or fewer. So usually when Lively takes the mound, we get some lower scoring games. I'll take under 8.5 today in Mets and Guardians. Padres and Braves, as I mentioned, two games today playing a doubleheader. Chris Sale goes in the nightcap against Randy Vasquez tonight. I'm taking Atlanta on the run line. How great has Sale been so far this season for Atlanta? And on the other side, Vasquez 0-2 with the 6.32 ERA. Sale 6-1 with a 2.54 ERA. So Atlanta's up 4-0 early. I think they're going to run away with game one, it looks like. I think they're going to run away with game two as well. So I'll take the Braves. Brewers and the Marlins tonight. Ryan Weathers going up against Joe Ross. I'll take Milwaukee on the money line at minus 135. If you're going to give me anything under a minus 140, 45 price with the Brewers against the Marlins, I'll gladly take it. Twins against the Nationals tonight. Pablo Lopez going up against Mitchell Parker. I'll take first five under four runs. We know what a great pitcher Lopez is. I feel like whenever you get a great pitcher in an interleague game and they don't see him as much, that's a big advantage to those pitchers. So I'm trusting Lopez to kind of carry this first five under, but I'll take a stab with it under four runs. Another good pitching matchup today at the Trop. Tanner Houck going up against Taj Bradley. It's a pick 'em minus 110 each way. Now Tanner Houck's been really good so far this year for Boston, but his record is 3-5. His ERA is only 2.17, but when he takes the mound, the Red Sox tend to lose more games than they win. I'll take the Rays today and a pick them at home, minus 110. Then we got Seattle visiting the Bronx to take on the Yankees. New York minus 140, the Mariners plus 120. Marcus Stroman going up against Logan Gilbert. Yankees won 8 in a row. They're the hottest team in baseball. They're facing a really good pitcher today in Gilbert, but I'll take my chances with the Yanks. I'm not going to get in front of that train. I'll just continue to back them. Give me New York minus 140. Tigers and the Royals today. Reese Olsen against Michael Wacha. I'm going to pass on that game. Royals a slight favorite at minus 115. Orioles and the Cardinals today start a three-game series out in St. Louis. Total of 7.5. How about the Cardinals are favored at minus 125 today against the Orioles, who are plus 105. Sonny Gray against Dean Kramer. Sonny Gray in his last couple years against the Orioles has either been great or he's been getting lit up. Last performance he had against Baltimore last year when he was pitching with the Twins, he gave up 6 earned runs. The start previous to that earlier in the year, he blanked the Orioles, didn't give up any runs. And then the year before that in 2022, he gave up 3 earned runs. Sonny Gray's obviously been really good so far for St. Louis, but against this Orioles lineup, he has struggled at times. O's lineup is struggling as of now. Gunnar Henderson has been awesome, but outside of him, Adley Rutschman's been good too in Westberg, but outside of really those two or three guys, the rest of their lineup struggled. I'll take under 7.5 in Cardinals and Orioles today. Angels and the Astros, don't look now, but the Astros are starting to get hot. They're starting to win some games. I'll take them on the run line today with Framber Valdez on the mound. I'll also take the Dodgers on the run line today as well with Yamamoto going up against Joe Manapoli. So give me the Dodgers and the Astros today on the run line in some of those night games in Major League Baseball. All right, time for a little playoff Peege as we got one game 7 tonight in the NHL, and then we got our two NBA playoff series all set starting tomorrow. Oilers and Canucks. Edmonton's a minus 160 tonight. The Canucks are plus 135. This line really doesn't make much sense to me because the last couple games in Vancouver, the Canucks have been like a plus 120, plus 125. And now we're in game 7 where all the pressure is going to be on Edmonton. They were like minus 275 to win this series at the beginning, and now they're minus 160 here in game 7. I like Vancouver at plus 135. The goalie, Silvis, who's been replacing Demko in this series, has been very good for him. Edmonton blew the doors off of them in game 6, so maybe there's a little recency bias. Maybe people think that the Oilers found something against Vancouver, but in a game 7 where all the pressure is on Edmonton and they're the road team, I'll gladly take the Canucks today to pull off the upset and face Dallas in the Western Conference Final. I'll take Vancouver plus 135. As for the NBA series, we got the Pacers and the Celtics. Game 1 set for tomorrow night. Boston 9.5-point favorites and the total is 221.5. We saw the same exact spot with the Celtics last round when they got the Cavs at home in Game 1 off of a 7-game series when Cleveland played Orlando and Boston covered the spread and they blew them out in game 1. I think the same kind of thing is going to happen, right? Quick turnaround for Indiana. You play a midday game on Sunday, 7-game series at the Garden, a lot of intensity, and then maybe there's just a little bit of an emotional hangover heading in to game 1 against the Celtics. I'm looking forward to backing Indiana in game 2 of this series. I'll take them on the money line as well, but game 1, I think this is Boston's to lose. I'll take them at minus 9.5. And then some series spread bets that I really like for Boston and Indiana. The Celtics to lead 2-1 after 3 games. I like this quite a bit. We took it in the Cleveland series and it hit. So I think Boston's going to win in game 1, but game 2 or game 3, I think either Indiana has a chance at winning those games. They obviously haven't lost yet at home in the postseason, but I think they got a great chance at stealing game 2 on the road in Boston as well. That's plus 110 for that to hit. I like the series total games over 5.5 at plus 125 as well. This feels like Celtics in 6 to me. I do think Boston wins the series, but I think Indiana's offense can get them a couple wins. So I'll take the Celtics in 6. I'll take over 5.5 series games at plus 125. As for the Mavs and the Timberwolves, we got game 1 of that series tipping off on Wednesday night. The Wolves are minus 185. The Mavs are plus 150. For game 1, I would actually lean towards Dallas in that game because, again, as I just talked about Indiana maybe having an emotional hangover in game 7, I think there could be some of that for Minnesota as well, right? You just beat the defending champs. You go on the road in game 7. You have that 20-point comeback victory, and now you come back home. Everybody thinks you're going to win the championship, myself included. Dallas has gotten blown out in both game 1 so far in the playoffs to the Clippers and to the Thunder, but I think that's a good spot for Dallas to keep it close, if not even win that game potentially as well. If you've been listening to the show, if you've been watching me on the network, you know I think Minnesota is the team of destiny. I liked them in that series against Denver, even when Denver was up 3-2. They came back to win it. I do think they're going to win it all, but this series is not going to be easy, and it would not shock me if Dallas wins game one and then Minnesota has to come back once again to win this series. So I do like the Wolves to win the series, but I do like Dallas plus the 4.5. I like them on the money line as well in game one. All right, time to talk some golf as we go golfing with Glasser as we're looking at the U.S. Open in Pinehurst for June. Father's Day weekend always collides with U.S. Open Sunday. Shout out to Xander Schauffele. Congrats to him. One of the best players in the world. Obviously, I'm the kind of person that doesn't trust Xander because if you show me time and time again, you can't close out a big tournament. I'm not going to trust you until you do that. And he finally did it. And he had Bryson and Victor Hovland gunning for him and chasing him. But he made that clutch birdie on 18 to seal the victory. He's now 12-1 to win the U.S. Open in June. For any golf tournament, I think a lot of us, we're always looking for the long shot, right? We're always looking for that 60-1, 71, 100-1 payout, whatever it may be. The U.S. Open is probably the tournament where that's the hardest to do because this is the toughest test in golf. These are the hardest courses. This is the hardest course that they will play all year, right? So it's probably going to be chalky. This is going to be one of those tournaments where if you do take a long shot, I'd probably only take them to finish in the top 20 or the top 10. I don't know if I bet them to win the tournament. So really the way that I look at it right now, the leaderboard, as you can see on your screen for the U.S. Open in terms of the favorites in the odds, you got Scotty at plus 400, Rory at 10-1, Xander at 12-1, Rahm and Hovland at 16-1, Ludwig at 18-1, and then Brooks and Bryson at 20-1. And that is where I would cut it off right there at 20-1. Now, Morikawa's been in the final group in the first two majors of the year at Augusta and yesterday at the PGA. But Morikawa, the one thing I've kind of noticed with all the majors that he tends to compete at is it's when the courses tend to be pretty friendly, right? Like the U.S. Open, he hasn't really competed at. The Masters, obviously, is a tough golf course, but they play there every year. The PGA Championships, where he won at Harding Park, was pretty easy. Yesterday, minus 21 under was the lowest score we've ever had for a major championship. The year that Colin won the Open Championship, there was like no weather whatsoever, which is like what we're always accustomed to seeing with an Open Championship. So I don't love Colin at the U.S. Open. He doesn't tend to play these really, really hard courses very well. So I think you're really only looking at those top eight guys. I'm definitely going to have a win ticket on Scottie Scheffler. If he had Ted Scott on Saturday, and obviously he wasn't dealing with everything that went on that previous day with going to jail Friday morning, probably would have won the PGA because of how well he played the other three rounds, but certainly going to bet him for the U.S. Open. And I look at Ludwig as another guy that I would like, and I look at Brooks Koepka as well. So those would be some guys that I would eye for the U.S. Open. Let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Lucy Burge here on a Monday. Get some of her thoughts, some of her best bets, her thoughts on the Celtics series as well. But Lucy, before we do that, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Five-star play today is on your Orioles. Orioles, Cardinals over 7.5. The Cardinals have hit the over in their last four games and in five of their last six games, and the Orioles have hit the over in two of their last three. And on the road, the Orioles have hit the over in two of their last three as well. And at home, the Cardinals have hit the over in three of their last four. So the BetQL model loves the over today in Orioles, Cardinals over 7.5.
All right, very nice. Lucy, what about you? We got a solid slate of games today on the card in baseball. What are some of your best bets?
Yes, I have a number of bets today, PJ. Two Lucy Longball bets for today. John Singleton to hit a home run against the Angels. He has four home runs this season, one in his last 10 games. He has five hits in his last three games, which helps also. But most importantly, this is a little bit of a random pick, but looking at how he does against Reed Detmers, he has two home runs in two at-bats against him. He has never not hit a home run against Reed Detmers, so I like him to hit one today. That's plus 650. At BetMGM, and then Anthony Santander to hit a home run. He has 7 home runs this season, with 3 in his last 10 games, and up against Sonny Gray, he has 2 hits, which were a single and a home run. So I think he has a great chance to hit another home run tonight. Speaking of home runs, I have a bet on Rafael Devers over 1.5 bases, not to hit a home run, but over 1.5 bases. He has not only hit this in his last 5 games, but he has done so by hitting a home run in each of those games. So I think he can go over on bases, but I don't want to jinx it, because when I bet on him to go over 1.5 bases, he hits a home run. So I just get that done, please, because this is at plus money also, plus 105 at BetMGM. So hopefully he can keep his streak going. He also has at least 1 hit in each of his last 9 games, and he has 21 bases in his last 5 games. So I like him to go over 1.5 bases. And then Andy Pages, my new rookie of the year pick, over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. He has gone over this in his last 4 games, and in his last 7 games, he has 5 hits, 4 runs, and 3 RBI. So I like him to go over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI tonight as well.
All right, very good. A lot of good stuff there. Make sure you catch Lucy and Jake's show coming up 2 p.m. Eastern time, Bet Slips and Bat Flips. Lucy, want to talk some NBA with you. Your Boston Celtics are through to the Eastern Conference Final. They're big favorites once again against the Indiana Pacers. What are your thoughts on this series? How many games do you think it's going to go? And maybe is there a player or two that you're looking at? Any thoughts on game one? Give me all your thoughts on Celtics Pacers.
Yes, so I think the Celtics will win the series. I wanted the Knicks as a matchup, but this is fine too. Looking at the teams the Celtics have to face going forward, I don't see a problem for them, very, very much of a problem at all. I think it will be Celtics in 5. I think this could be another series where they come out hot, win game 1, lose game 2, and then win the next 3. But I will say Celtics in 6 did speak to me at the first. My gut was saying Celtics in 6, but then I thought about it. I was like Celtics in 5. I think, and I said this on Back to the Futures last night here on BetQL Network, if they do go 6 games in the series, the Celtics could, I think they will lose 2 in a row. If they lose 2 games in the series, it will be games, let's say 2 and 3. And then going forward, they win everything going forward. And I don't see them losing the series, and I see them winning it in 5 though. And I think game 2 will be the one where they have a little bit of a dip and then they come back and win the series.
We're on the same page there, Lucy, because I really like Boston in game 1 minus the 9.5. Nice. And then just there's something about that game 2, right? They lost to Miami in game 2. They lost to Cleveland in game 2. So yeah. I'm with you. I think Indiana might have a chance to win that game. How about big picture? A lot of people are on the Wolves train right now after beating the Nuggets last night. Are you a little worried about Minnesota or Dallas, or you still like your Celtics to win it all?
Maybe I'm not so worried about Dallas, a little more worried about the Timberwolves, though. This is a great story. I wish I could be on this train, but they do shape up to would be facing the Celtics in the finals, so I can't fully get on the Timberwolves train. However, I think they would make this a really good finals series for the Celtics, because Anthony Edwards is legitimate. This is a legitimate team, and you love to see it. You love to see it, but I think the buck stops with the Celtics, and I would say the Celtics win the finals. And I do still believe, even though the Timberwolves are a great team, I do believe there will be a championship parade down the street from me about a month from now.
Oh, the Celtics will win the finals. Might get the Kevin Garnett series, Lucy, between the Wolves and the Celtics. We'll see how it all plays out.
You know, PJ, anything is possible, so it could happen.
Well done, Lucy. Well done. Lucy Burge, make sure you check her out 2 p.m. Eastern time, Bet Slips and Bat Flips with Jake Hassan. Lucy, always good talking to you. Good luck on all your plays today, and we'll do it again soon.
Thank you, PJ. I will talk to you soon.
Sounds good. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5 star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. Time to wrap up the show now. PJ's plays here on Send It In, and we're going streaking with a guy who we have not used yet this season, one of the best hitters in baseball. We're going with Dodgers catcher Will Smith to get us a hit today. 3-for-4 in his career against Joe Manaphy. He's batting .307 this season. We'll take Will Smith as our guy in going streaking. My prop lock is going to be Gunnar Henderson over 1.5 bases at plus 105 today against Sonny Gray and the Cardinals. themselves. Gunnar has hit a home run in three straight games. As an Orioles fan, I can tell you guys, when Gunnar gets hot, he gets hot. And he's streaky. And when he's on a heater like this, you just continue to bet him. So I'm going to go Gunnar over 1.5 total bases at plus 105. My dog of the day, we had two underdogs win yesterday in Game 7 in the NBA. I think we keep the train rolling today with the Vancouver Canucks at plus 135 against the Oilers. Give me the Canucks to win tonight and knock out McDavid and Draisaitl. Shawnee Sharp, what are you doing? Is your best bet for tonight, sir?
Yeah, Pete, you're going with my White Sox today. I'm going with your Orioles today on the money line, plus 105. It's a WTF game, wrong team favorite. Ever since Wilson Contreras got hurt, Sonny Gray in those two starts have given up 6 runs and 7 hits and 5 runs and 8 hits. He's also allowed 4 home runs in those two games. So I just don't think Sonny has it right now, and I think the Orioles, I know you said their offense has been struggling a little bit. I think they get back on track today.
Love that, Shawnee Sharp. Really, really good pick. No bias here. My best bet, I'm going to take the Celtics -9.5 against the Pacers tomorrow night in Game 1. I think it's a great spot for Boston. Indiana's coming off that really tough 7-game series against the Knicks. They've been just kind of hanging around, waiting. I think they're going to blow out Indiana, so I'll take Boston -9.5 in Game 1. To recap, our best bets for today, Will Smith is going to be our guy in going streaking against Joe Manipoli. Gunnar Henderson over 1.5 total bases is going to be my prop lock. Canucks plus 135, my dog of the day, and Celtics -9.5 is going to be my best bet tomorrow night. Thanks again to Johnny V, Lucy Burge for joining me here on Send It In. As always, if you guys missed any part of the show, go check out the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Listen, rate, subscribe, and we'll see you guys tomorrow for more Send It In 1 p.m. Eastern time right here on BetQL Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.